This is an audio response to an audio boo posted up by Sarah, that is at Sarah, A-S-A-I-R, Sarah, regarding should she change providers for her mobile phone. She's thinking about getting the iPhone 5 and she is currently with O2. And I did post a text comment on her Audioboo page, and I also sent over a link for her to digest at her leisure on the whole subject of what's happening with the 4G coverage that iPhone, or Apple I should say, Apple has done the deal with T-Mobile and Orange, and there are technical reasons within that page that I said over why they have not done the deal with Vodafone and O2. In my mind, of course, Vodafone and O2 are probably the biggest two suppliers in the UK. I may be wrong, but I suspect I won't be far wrong. But what I would say to Sarah, in addition to what I posted up, is find out who has the best signal in your area. Now, assuming that you're either staying with O2 or Vodafone, because if you have read that page, Sarah, on the link that I sent over, you will see that there will be a workaround. It will come, and the deals will eventually be done with Apple. And it's all to do with data formats and things, as you say, very technical stuff. But I would say, no matter what you're going to do, if you're going to go for the new iPhone and you're thinking about changing supplier, then do have a look at the coverage for the areas that you normally use your phone. In other words, you can Google a search for, say, O2 coverage in the areas you really need it to be, or Vodafone or any of the other suppliers. But also you can call up a 3G / 4G map of the area, that same area. In other words, you can find out, it's a coloured map, and it will show you the current state of 3G and 4G signals. In other words, it's colour coded, so you'll have a weak signal and then a strong signal. So that to me would be the biggest decision, is to see who is providing the best coverage. Now, of course, 3G is, to my knowledge, as far as I'm concerned, independent of the actual carriers. So you may find that, say for example, that O2 has a far better coverage in your area than Orange has. The 3G, as far as I believe, is independent of that, and it's just your carrier provides access to that signal. So you may find that O2, for example, has the best coverage in your area, but your area doesn't have great 3G. Now, if it doesn't have great 3G at the moment, then you won't have to worry about the 4G, because they have to really get the signal coverage into areas first before you can have the 4G. So if it hasn't got good 3G, it won't have good 4G. And as I said, I believe that is independent of the actual, the mobile carriers. I may be wrong, I may be corrected on that, but I believe that is to be so. I wouldn't worry too much about the 4G aspect anyway. Yes, it is going to be faster, but I have 3G. In fact, the spot I'm standing here is probably about the centre of the very strong 3G signal in my immediate area, which is not my home, by the way. And 3G is very rapid indeed. And If you have a good home Wi-Fi network, I have BT Vision Infinity, not full blown, but the stage down, and at home that is ultra rapid. So if you balance all that out, then you can say that 4G is going to be a lot faster, but it's not crucial to me to change or to buy a phone simply to get the 4G, or who's covering 4G. Not at the moment anyway. So I would say what you're looking for at this point is who provides the best cellular network coverage in your the areas you really need. And to me, that's the crucial point. A note as an addendum to what you did say, Sarah, is I noticed that you say you hardly use your phone as a phone. And that's kind of brought me around to the subject of how long will we continue to advertise these devices as phones? Because really, I think we're past that point now. They are, apart from budget models, of course, but we are now handheld super devices that actually you can make a phone call from. And yes, if I sat down and broke down my usage of my iPhone on even, let's say, a weekly basis, I send texts, I send emails, I upload and download data in various forms. I do all kinds of things. And yes, I do very occasionally use it as a phone. And I'm guessing that might be 5% or less of the week's usage. So I think maybe the manufacturers now need to look at what they're going to call the devices in the very near future, because now to call something a phone, that is where the phone part has become the smaller entity within all the features that these devices have. What would they call them? Ideas on a postcard. Hope that helps, Sarah.